Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're going to crack it when we need them.
Here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining me as he does from Combat Speed LLC today is the chief instructor there, and that is one Super Dave Harrington. How are you today, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you getting along?
We're getting back into the rainy season here in my part of the state, and I was so hoping that it would be like one day of rain and 6 days of sunshine. I could live with that, but now we've had 3 or 4 days in a row of rain, and it's beginning to cramp my style. So what is it like down there in your neck of the woods?
We're getting the same action. If it's not raining, you're not training. It's been off and on constantly. You get used to it.
That's a saying from the Army. It never rains in the Army. It only rains on the Army.
No doubt.
Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
what do you got for me today?
Well, you know, my injuries and everything that I've acquired over time, none of them have been as severe as yours. Like, my hips are not shot. My knees are shot, and I probably would be a candidate for knee replacement surgery. I just can't afford that, and I'm not going to go through the VA at the moment. Not around here anyway. Right. I'm trying to figure that part of it out. So, for me, I'm having to, you know, as we regard the world we live in today, look at it with a very realistic look, and take into consideration what could happen. And try to make contingencies based upon what could happen. Okay. What I've been trying to figure out is what would my role be, and how can I stretch out my battlefield lifespan if it comes to that.
Okay.
Now, for a very short for quite the period of time, I've been walking around going, my battlefield lifespan's probably in the maybe the 2 minute mark, if I'm real lucky and nobody's paying me no attention. And if I would actually be the focus, I'm pretty sure it's a lot shorter. So I've been reevaluating my outlook on things. And I have decided that I'm going to explore and embrace something I've never gotten that much into. Beyond cursory curiosity, and I'm going to go start working long range. Now, in order to do this,
definition of long range.
Well, for me, you know how you talk about how your combat effectiveness is going to be based upon your fitness. I'm presuming that my effectiveness long range is going to be purely based upon how easily I can detect somebody at a longer range. I'm thinking that's probably going to be tapping out about 600 yards with my eyes.
Okay.
So to that end, as I was looking around trying to figure out what it was going to be, I have settled on a 18-inch Spikes Tactical AR-15 in 5.56.
Okay.
Although I
purchased this rifle?
It's already laying right here beside me.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I've got a scope coming for it. I'm going to put a talk to Steve Fisher about what kind of bipod to put on. He recommends Harris, which I have a Harris dealer here near me, so I'll put a Harris bipod on it. And then I'd probably put something on the offset part of it to where if I have to engage something a little closer, that I could, you know, tilt it a little bit and give it that sort of a thing. And from there, I'm trying to work out a range where I can at least zero it at 100 yards and work my way out to 300 to see how well that zero holds up. And then maybe go, once I've been told, and you might correct me on this one, but I've been told that if I work at 300 yards and I get a feel for it and everything, and I'm working with a scope and the scope is true and it's good zero and everything else, that I should be able to dial it in once I know my range at anything beyond 300 yards.
Okay.
So.
But your ammunition selection is going to be critical.
Well, I'm trying to figure out which 75 grain round I'm going to get. I've heard that is the round to go with if you're going to use it for long range.
In 5.56, correct.
Yes, in 5.56. And now my backup, in the event that I had to have a backup gun, I'm thinking I would probably just use one of these, demonized AR-15 pistols because it's short. I can sling it behind me and everything else. And if I had to use ammunition from one gun to the other, it will work.
Correct.
So I've already got an AR-15 pistol. I've actually got a very nice CZ Bren pistol that will work really well as well. So I'm looking at those, but I'm just in the beginning stages of putting this gun together. I've got the rifle here.
Okay.
It has a bull barrel. It has the R2 muzzle device on it, which with spikes, they're best. They have a bunch of muzzle devices that have looks, but this is the most functional one out there.
Right.
As far as, taming the 5.56, taming being the operative, taming the 5.56 recoil impulse. And I'm going to go out and get some bags.
You know what I've always said about that, right?
What's that?
If you need a compensator on a 5.56 rifle,
yeah,
you're not shooting enough.
Yeah. I knew it would be something like that.
It's very true.
It is very true, but I
understand on the high end of the scale, if you have a compensator that truly works to stabilize the rifle and you have the skill to take advantage of it at speed for follow-up shots, do it.
Well, you and I are the same age. Now, I know that you are probably a little more mobile than I am right now. And I also know that you get more reps in that integration of when I carried a secondary weapon, it was a .45 ACP, and my primary weapon was an M60.
Right.
The secondary weapon in the 80s, as you know, because you served during that time, secondary weapon during the 80s was just not a big thing if you had an M16 or an M16A2, which they had not yet started fielding M4s when I got out, so just a few of them. So I would like your take on things, and if you think I'm jumping the gun going to this and everything, as we go forward in this hour, just because I'm kind of thinking I'm not, but I, you know. If I thought I was there,
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah? Not jumping the gun on
there? Your train of thought and the direction you're headed in is perfectly legit.
Well, that's good. In any event, well, we're coming up on the break, so I want you to tell me why in the next segment.
Roger that.
I want you to tell me why in the next segment. For those of you that want to follow Dave, there's a number of ways to do this. Now, he's on Facebook two different ways. Personal page as Dave Harrington. Professional page as Super Dave Harrington. There you can see what he's up to, where he's going, what his latest guitar riff is. He also has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington, where you can get some impromptu instruction just because he's showing you how to do something, and it's pretty good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. And I want to welcome Excess Sites. Excess had reached out to me a while back, and I did a YouTube video for them, and now they sponsor the show. So, Excess Sites, welcome to Lock and Load. And welcome back to my guest. That would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You were about to tell me why my thought process might be correct.
I have put together, well, first of all, let me start by saying one rifle cannot do it all.
Right.
Okay, especially when you're, when you get into the AR realm, the simple fact of the matter is, you know, most people, based on what they can afford, will attempt to set one rifle up to do everything. But the problem with it, it's just like being a jack of all trades and master of none. If
right.
you set a rifle up to try to cover down on all eventualities, you may not be able to do any one of them extremely well. You understand what I mean?
I do.
I have what I call a battery of rifles that are mission specific. I have a 20-inch, and just for ease of support, they're all 5.56.
Okay.
I have a 20-inch. All my ARs are Bravo Company manufacturing, or BCM, weapons that you can absolutely bet your life on.
Right.
I have a 20-inch BCM with a Night Force ATAC-R piece of glass, bipod. It's what I consider to be my legit long-range AR. Now, I don't expect to hit anything beyond 600 because pretty much, you know, the ballistics of the 5.56 start to fall off at that point.
Right.
As far as terminal performance, you know, velocity, terminal performance, and all that. So I consider it my 600-meter gun. I have what I call my standard work gun, which is a 16-inch BCM. I have a ACOG, a 3.5 fixed ACOG on it, and I also have an Aimpoint T2 mounted on the 90-degree rail for fast work. And I have an AR, a BCM AR pistol that suspiciously looks like an SBR. Don't really understand how that happened. It just
me did. Either. So mine looks like
but
that too.
My short, you know, it's my short inside rifle,
gotcha.
If you want to call it rifle. At that point, it's rifle caliber. I also happen to have as a kind of a specialty application, I have a Wilson Combat AR-9, which is beautifully laid out in form and function to mimic an AR in respect to the location and function of the controls. But, of course, it is pistol caliber, but it has its niche. That is my go-to battery of guns.
Right.
To select the gun based on my immediate circumstances or immediate need, I have a rifle that's mission specific to satisfy that need. Now, knowing that, you know, a lot of people, I've just been extremely fortunate in respect to, you know, what I've been able to do and stuff I've been involved with and to have the sponsors that I have. And, you know, the support that I have within the industry. And I fully understand, I've not lost sight of the simple fact that your average bear simply can't afford to own a battery of mission specific guns. So it becomes a necessity for them to try to balance it out. But what I would like to encourage, you know, people to understand is one gun can't do it all.
Right.
You're gonna have to adjust whatever your combat plan is to support what you do have and can cover down on effectively.
Right.
And you lay out your contingency plans from there.
Well, my thought as I was going through this, I've had one bolt gun in this stage of my life, and I shot it and I put it on YouTube, and all of the YouTube people were kind enough to tell me that I didn't know how to shoot a bolt gun, which they were probably correct. I didn't know how to shoot a bolt gun. I do know how to shoot an AR M16, M4 type gun. So that was one of the reasons I chose it. The other reason is because of the commonality of ammo and magazines, because I got about 90 magazines. So, right away I've already got magazines to go with it. And the other thing is that I know how to take the gun and pull it apart right now. I knew it before it got here because, this is the one weapons platform that I'm most familiar with. So my, at first when I started making this thought, I was thinking, for a DMR, do I want like an M14 type rifle turned into a DMR or maybe a, what? And I wanted a DMR. I did not want a precision rifle.
Okay.
Because to me...
May I ask you what DMR means?
Designated marksmanship.
Rifle?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So, typically with a DMR, it has a longer range optic and some steady and stuff like a bipod and everything on it. Or at least from my understanding of it, because I'm going into this blind. I'm just going into this from what I've read, what I've been being told, and all this other stuff. So... to that end, I also wanted to build something that if I did have to rely on it to carry it, like walking through down the street or something like that, this is not too way off base for me to do it, other than the fact that I'm going to have to shoot it at an angle with with these offset sights that I'm going to have on it, but I'm making that provision. So I figured when I made this decision, and we're coming up on the next break, that I was going to be setting myself up for the shortest learning curve. You hang on for me. We're talking Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed as I come and make a change the way I walk down the street. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer claims there is a rot at the center of the modern Republican Party. Schumer saying Republicans are involved in a coordinated voter suppression effort in states across the United States. Those comments as the Senate is set to take a procedural vote on Tuesday regarding a voting rights bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying...
naming and shaming is not a hypothetical concept. It's been a concrete reality for thousands of private citizens. And today, Democrats are asking for a green light to supercharge the intimidation machine.
Arvada Mayor Mark Williams says the shooting death of one of the city's police officers in the Denver suburb is heartbreaking. Officer Gordon Beasley was killed Monday in a confrontation in the city's Old Town area. The suspect and a Good Samaritan were also killed. USA Radio News. Iran's new president is saying thanks but no thanks to a meeting with President Biden.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home prices are climbing to a record high. The National Association of Realtors saying the median price for an existing home topped $350,000 in May, which is a 23.6% jump over May of 2020. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington. I'm kind of confessing. I'm doing my confession to, a warrior priest, if you will, about this change I'm going to do just to see how this works out for me, simply because I just don't think I'm who I used to be. Have you ever known anybody to make those sort of changes before? Have you ever seen anybody make that segue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a natural, it's part of the natural progression. You know, once you cover down and you become good at, just for example, the short and mid-range work, it's perfectly natural for somebody to want to extend that effectiveness. You know, you got to also take into consideration the urban environment. For example, you brought up the bolt gun. I also, as part of my battery, have a M24 in 308, and that gives me a 1,000-yard capability, depending on, you know, the immediate circumstances. But the fact remains, where I live in South Tampa, the longest shot that I would be required to make would probably be 600 yards. I call it, that's probably about as far as I could get without, you know, unnecessarily exposing myself.
Right.
In the front yard or in the street. Everything's got to balance out. I mean, it makes no sense to build a long-range rifle if your circumstances do not warrant it. Now, if you just want to have it, drive on. But if your money's tight and you really can't afford it, you just want it, then don't do it and put that money towards, you know, food and water. You've got to be, you know, very judicious when you start thinking about actual survival under, you know, social collapse, civil disturbance. The, you know, you have to defend what's yours and protect yourself. However, food and water is a necessity.
Right.
So, and that's just another example of, you know, all things must balance. Don't get so overly focused on any one aspect of what you have identified as a requirement or necessities and, you know, go down the rabbit hole until you've perfected that one category at the neglect of everything else.
Right. Now, the you probably see that happen a little bit when people are trying to prepare for any eventuality. They get over-specialized, which is...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Too much attention given to weapons, not enough attention given to food, not enough attention given to water, something like that, right?
Transportation, medical is huge. What do you know and understand about medical?
Yeah, that I can see, too. That I get. Right now, I just got a pickup truck. I'm going to do like Big Brother Steve and drive a pickup all over the country versus an SUV that was just too light. And one of the things I'm trying to find is a decent first aid kit to stick in it that would cover enough stuff.
Correct.
I don't even know what to look for, to be honest with you. It's been so many years. Do you remember the Combat Lifesaver program?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I qualified for that three different times. And the only thing I don't know how to do is a chest decompression needle. Now, I haven't practiced any of it in years, but, I mean, you know, if I had the stuff to do it, I knew how to give an IV. But I'm not looking to get that stuff for my kid. I'm just looking to get some trauma items and then some general items and, you know, a few other things in between and see what we get. Just cause. But, I mean, yeah, I understand that part of it. The other thing I'm trying to find, and maybe you could help me with this, I'm not so much worried about having a bunch of water as I've seen, and I never get the name brand of these things, but I've seen some of these bags that will hold like 2 liters of water,
correct,
and they have a filter on the end of them.
Or something like that?
They have a filter on them. You like get the water out of whatever your water source is.
Oh, yeah.
Put the filter on it, squeeze it into another container, you've got filtered water right there.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy.
Water filters, there's a ton of different water filters out there.
Yeah.
Simple, having a war stock of simple iodine tablets.
Right.
Will get you through in respect to, you know, sterilizing water to make it, you know, consumable.
I think a lot of people that tried, maybe not the preppers, because I don't think the preppers, the bug out people definitely seem to me, unless they have an enormous amount of stuff they're going to carry with them, they just seem to me to be ignoring one thing that the armies of the world, the better ones, do understand, which is all of those bullets and heroes and everything don't mean anything without logistics.
Absolutely. Well, I believe the old adage is an army travels on its stomach, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You remember correctly.
Nobody is, no organization that can be called an army is going to survive without the logistics train to support them.
Right. It is quite the task to undertake to have all of those bases covered by yourself. That's quite the task.
Oh, it's massive.
And it has a limited scope. And I would measure that in days. Maybe, what would you think, 72 hours done?
True. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
See, I see all these guys out there. I've got me a 72-hour backpack. Well, what does a 144-hour backpack look like?
Right.
So, for me, I'm not too worried about bugging out because I got nowhere to bug out to. I imagine there would be a certain circumstance where I might have to move, but...
Well, that's why I'm seriously considering moving right now.
Were you?
Because...
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on this next break. I want to know where you're thinking about going, because that mindset, that thought pattern always fascinates me. So you hold on to that till we get back. For those of you interested in training with Dave, you can go to combatspeed.com. Now, this website is a work in progress. But with each and every passing day, Dave becomes more agile, more mobile, and more hostile. And he's getting more back into his saddle to where he can train people. He's doing gigs here and there, and he's not slowing down. He's speeding up. He's ramping up, getting ready to go back to the full speed. So keep an eye on combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, Salute, the Reformation line, the militia line, Providence. Check them out. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and he just dropped a little nuke on me there because I did not know this was something coming up. So you're thinking about relocating?
Absolutely. I have been for a little while. I've lived in South Tampa, which is an excellent location. It's beautiful. I'm in a well-established neighborhood. I'm 10 minutes from anything that you could possibly want to do, anything I possibly could want to do in the area. The problem is the population density has, I would say, conservatively doubled in the last 17 years. I couldn't bug out if I wanted to.
Right.
I mean, we have a hurricane or any kind of, strong storm that requires evacuation, and you can't even do that, really. Not within the realm of common sense. It's just too crowded. I love the area I'm in, but it's just too... It's getting people crazy.
Right.
Too many people. So out west is where I would like to go. Arizona. My mother's buried in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Cheyenne's an option. Just get out and about. But no matter where I decide to move, rest assured, now I'm not going to go, like all mountain man or anything. I'm going to, at least be in close proximity to civilization where I can easily support myself.
Right.
But, I'm going to severely reduce, the number of people I'm around.
I know Costa did that. Chris Costa did that, when he moved from, he was in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. So, same reason.
But the politics are going to have to be similar. if not the same. I'm not. That's the deciding factor. That weighs in heavy over anything else.
Right.
The politics of the area are going to have to support the Constitution of the United States and its supporting documents.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be the tricky part. I know you're not going to be living on the coast, of the West Coast, and that leaves a few of the interior states and everything, but even some of them, like Arizona, is sort of iffy.
Questionable at this point.
Yeah. Nevada, I'm not so, outside of Vegas, maybe not so iffy. Utah, I don't know. Maybe you ought to look and see which of the western states are constitutional carry states. That ought to be pretty close to a decent picture of the Constitution and the way they interpret it.
Sure. Absolutely.
But I haven't looked to see. I know Utah, I think Utah is a constitutional carry state. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I wouldn't mind moving out west just for the air. But the problem with moving out west is as far as a place with a lot of open space, I like Nevada.
Right.
But I'm not a big fan of cutting grass in it either.
Right.
Most of the houses around Las Vegas, they don't have grass, people. They have some rocks, little rocks in there. So you just go out and you rake your rocks from time to time if you want them to look, you know, a special way. But that's about as far. I've thought about Florida. I've thought about Florida because I like your governor. I've thought about Texas. But Texas is
a good option.
Yeah. I thought about Texas, but I'm waiting to see, because I don't know how it is in Florida, but around here right now, a lot of people have left California. A lot of people have left New York, and they're moving into places like my state, like your state, and they're buying houses sight unseen or renting houses or apartments sight unseen simply to have somewhere to go. And, you know, like a house like the one I live in New York City or in California is $1.5 to $2 million house. So when they sell there and they come here, well, they're even with the housing market the way it is, they're still looking at having a lot of surplus money. So I'm waiting to see how their politics look around in these local areas when they come in here, if they try to change things.
Right.
So that part of it gets on my nerves when I think about it, simply because they forget where they come from.
True.
They forget where they come from. But that's interesting. I have heard of other people doing that. I just, going out west to me, the only reason for me to go out west would be for the air, which is plenty of reasons, you know. Breathing is fundamental. So as far as my decision and as far as the quest I'm about to undertake, is there anything that you would add to the rifle besides offset sights, scope, bipod? I'm going to put an ergo grip on it. It has a straight trigger guard on it, and I've gotten so used to not having one, I'm going to put a little bit, you know, the oval trigger guard on it. And that's probably going to be about it. Anything else you might change? Maybe look at the trigger or something?
Actually, yes, if you're going to go for a long-range AR and 5.56, the trigger is critical. And there's any number of very high-quality trigger groups out there in respect to, like, match-grade drop-in trigger groups.
Right.
I always slaughter the name. I guess I'll spell it first. G-I-S-S-E-L-L-E.
I always pronounce that as Geisley.
Okay, Geisley, or, yeah, I don't know, Geisley. But that's what I'm running in my ARs is Geisley trigger groups.
Right.
Specifically the SSE.
Okay.
Very fine, very fine trigger group for a long range gun. But the only thing that, in answer to your question, the only thing that immediately comes to mind is, if this is a true long range AR, why are you going with offset irons?
I don't know that this is going to be offset irons. It might be a red dot. I haven't decided
that. If it's going to be a long range gun and you're looking at, you know, doubling up on your aiming tools to facilitate short range engagements, I would run an electronic dot. I'd put an Aimpoint T2 on it.
Okay.
As an offset. And I could, as far as offsetting, I have been working with a 90, T2 on the 90 degree rail, not a 45 degree offset.
Okay.
But there's not enough time to explain the.
Well, we'll just have to get into that. We're going to have to get into that on the next Tuesday. When we once again come to combatspeed.com for a little bit of pistol craft slash whatever we're talking about advice. And I thank you for the advice you gave me. I appreciate the vindication. You can check Dave out on Facebook at Dave Harrington, a Super Dave Harrington. Go check out his website, combatspeed.com. Go check out his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care. I'll talk to you next week.
It is my pleasure. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.